Jagopichanavanahava Girivanadari Jagopichanavanahava Yashoda Nandana Rajajana Nanjana Yashoda Nandana Rajajana Nanjana Yamuna Tiravana Chari Yamuna Tiravana Yamuna Tiravana Chari Yamuna Tiravana Jaya Radha Madhava Kuncha Vihari Jaya Jaya Radha Madhava Kuncha Vihari Jaya Jaya Kobichana Vanahava Girivana Dari Jaya Jaya Kobichana Vanahava Girivana Dari Jaya Yashoda Nandana Rajajana Nanjana Yashoda Nandana Yashoda Nandana Rajajana Nanjana Yashoda Nandana Yamuna Tiravana Chari Yamuna Tiravana Yamuna Tiravana Chari Yamuna Tiravana Jaya Radha Madhava Kuncha Vihari Jaya Jaya Radha Madhava Kuncha Vihari Jaya Jaya Gauranitai Gauranitai Jaya Gauranitai Jaya Gauranitai Jaya Jaya Jagannath Jagannath Jaya Balade Jaya Subhadra Jaya Jagannath Jaya Rukmini Dogadish Rukmini Dogadish Rukmini Dogadish, Rukmini Dogadish Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya, Prabhupada Jaya 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 Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Vishnu Padapanamaham Saparida Jakcharya Ashtodar Sattva Shri Shrima His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Shira Prabhupada Ki Jaya ISKCON Vandacharya, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Shira Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnu Padapanamahamsa Praridachakcharya, Ashtadar Sattva Shri Srimat. His Divine Grace, Shira Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananda Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Namacharya Shri Harirastaku Ki Jai. Prince Kaho, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadhatra, Sri Vasade, Gaura Bhakta Vinda Ki Jai, Shri Shri Radha Krishna, Gaura Gobinan Shyamakum Radhakum, Giri Govardhan Ki Jai, Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai, Shri Mayapur Dham Ki Jai, Shri Jagannapuri Dham Ki Jai, Gangamai Chamunamai Ki Jai, Bhakti Devi Trusi Devi Ki Jai, Samaveda Bhakta Vinda Ki Jai, Transcendental Book Distribution Ki Jai. Transcendental Prasada Distribution Ki Jai. Hari Rama Sankirtan Ki Jai. ISKCON Yu Twagadam Ki Jai. Nithai Gaura Pramanandi Hari 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 Bo. All glories to the Sambodhi Bodhis. Hare Krishna. All glories to the Sambodhi Bodhis. All glories to the Sambodhi Bodhis. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Namo Vishnu Shasmati. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Narayana namaskrityam Naranchaiva narottamam Devin sarasvatim vyasam Tato jayam udidrayet Nasta prayeshu avadreshu Nityam bhagavata sevaya Bhagavati Uttamashtoke Bhakti Bhavadi Naishtiki. So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, chapter 12, text number 30. Naitat Puvai Kritam Tvat Ye Na Hari Shanti. Sorry, it's Karishanti Chapere Yas Tvam Duhitaram Gache Ani Krihyang Gacham Brabuhu. Naita puvai kritan tadye Nakarishanti chapare Yastantu hitaram gache Anikihyang gajam prabhu Naita puvai kritan tadye Nakarishanti chapare Yastantu hitaran gache Anikihyang gacham prabhu Naita puvai kritam tadye Nakarishanti chapare Yastan duhi taran gache Ani kihyang gacham prabhu Madhajis. Etat, such a thing, puvahai, by any other Brahma, or yourself in any previous kalpa, kritam, performed, taught by you, ye, that which, na, no, karishanti, will do, cha, also, appare, anyone else, yaha, that which, tvam, you, duhitaram, unto the daughter, gachehe, would go, right? It's very strange, you know. Yeah, sometimes, you know, some differences there. I see. Ani krihya, without controlling, angajam, sex desire, prabhuhu, O Father. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. O Father, this performance in which you are endeavoring to complicate yourself was never attempted by any other Brahma, nor by anyone else, nor by you in previous kalpas, nor will anyone desire nor will anyone dare to attempt it in the future. You are the supreme being in the universe. So how is it that you want to have sex with your daughter and cannot control your desire? Purport. The post of Brahma is the supermost post in the universe. And it appears that there are many Brahmas and many universes besides the one in which we are situated. One who fills this post must be ideal in behavior, for Brahma sets the example for all living entities. Brahma, the living entity who is the most pious and spiritually elevated, is entrusted with the post next to that of the personality of Godhead. Om Gyana Timinandasya Gyananjana Shadakaya Chakshu Umunitan Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtan Stapidan Yena Bhutare Svayanupakada Mahyan Dadati Svam Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamanam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sakrachatam Sahagana Lakunata Vitam Tam Sajivam Satvaitan Savatuta Parijana Sahitan Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinna Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindava Nishwari Rishabhanu Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha, Kripa Sindhubhya evacha, Paditanam Pavanebhyo, Vaishvanebhyo, Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadhatra, Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Naitat Puvai Kritan Tvadie, Nakarishanti Chapare, Tasvam Duhitaram Gachir, Ani Grihyang Gajam Prabhu. So here the son of Lord Brahma is asking the questions to their father, Lord Brahma. They are asking, O father, this performance in which you are endeavoring to complicate yourself was never attempted by any other Brahma, nor by anyone else, nor by you in previous kalpas, nor will anyone dare to attempt it in the future. You are the supreme being in the universe. So how is it that you want to have sex with your daughter and cannot control your desire? So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada, he said that one who fills the post of Brahma must be ideal in behavior, for he sets the example for all living entities. So in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 3, text number 21, Lord Krishna, he said, Yaya acharati sheshtas tata evai taro jana saya pumanam kurute lokasta anu vatate. Krishna tells Arjuna that whatever action a great man performs, common men follow. And whatever standards he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues. Prabhupada, he said that people in general always require a leader who can teach the public by practical behavior. A leader cannot teach the public to stop smoking if he himself smokes. Lord Chaitanya said that a teacher should behave properly before he begins teaching. One who teaches in that way is called acharya, or the ideal teacher. Therefore, a teacher must follow the principles of shastra or scripture to teach the common man. The teacher cannot manufacture rules against the principles of revealed scripture. The revealed scripture, like Manusmita and similar others, are considered the standard books to be followed by human society. Thus, the leader's teaching should be based on the principle of such standard shastras. One who desires to improve himself must follow the standard rules as they are practiced by the great teachers. The Srimad Bhagavatam also affirms that one should follow in the footsteps of great devotees. And that is the way of progress on the path of spiritual realization. The king or the executive head of a state, the father and the school teacher are all considered to be natural leaders of the innocent people in general. All such natural leaders have a great responsibility to their dependents. Therefore, they must be conversant with standard books of moral and spiritual codes. So, it is said that the senses are so mad and strong that they can bewilder even the most sensible and learned men. Lord Brahma's becoming victims of the sensuous urge reminds me the story of Sobari Muni in the ninth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So we know that Sobari Muni is actually a very powerful rishi. He was so advanced that in order to avoid his mind being attracted by the object of the senses, he was hiding underneath of the water and performed great, you know, tapasya. He was meditating underneath of the water in order to avoid distractions from the, you know, object of the senses. And in order to practice mystical yoga meditation, one has to sit very straight and with half-open eyes, so his eye should stir on the tips of the nose. So his eye cannot completely close. If he completely closes his eyes, then he will fall asleep. And if he opens his eyes too much, then he will be attracted by the, you know, object of the senses. So a yogi, while performing mystic yoga practice, he has to half close his eye and stares on his tip of the nose. But one day, you know, Sobari Muni, he opened his eyes a little bit more and he saw two fishes having sex in front of his eyes. And immediately, the lusty desire within his heart, you know, become manifested. And immediately he cannot meditate anymore. So he came out from the water and asked the king to marry him, you know, his daughter. So in the beginning, he was asking the king to give only one daughter to him for marriage. But, you know, after transforming himself into a very young, handsome man, you know, all the 50 daughters of the king wants to marry him. So Sobari Muni, he married all the 50, you know, daughters of the king, you know. And he wastes so much time, you know, with the wife of the kings. And then later on, he lamented that instead of practice of spiritual life, he has been wasting so much time in these worldly affairs. And actually, in the purport of one of the story of Sobari Muni, Prabhupada, he speaks very, very nice. I want to share with everyone. Let's see here. Prabhupada, he said, material desire is just like a blazing fire. If a fire is continually supplied with drops of fat, the fire will increase more and more and never be extinguished. Therefore, the policy of trying to satisfy material desires by catering to one's material demands will never be successful. In modern civilization, everyone is engaged in economic development, which is another way of constantly dropping fat into the material fire. The Western countries have reached the summit of material civilization, but people are still dissatisfied. Real satisfaction is Krishna consciousness. This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 5, text number 29, where Krishna says, Bhaktanam yagya tapasyam sava loka maheshwaram suhritam sava bhutanam gyatva mam shanti richati. The sages who knows me as the ultimate purpose of all sacrifices and authorities, the Supreme Lord of all planets and demigods, and the benefactor and well-wisher of all living entities, attains peace from the pains of material miseries. One must therefore take to Krishna consciousness and advance in Krishna consciousness by properly following the regulative principles. Then one can attain an eternal, blissful life in peace and knowledge. So I just stop here. Are there any questions or comments? Yes, Prabhu. Microphone, please.
Thank you for such a nice class. You mentioned the object of the senses. Can you provide what that is?
So, object of the senses. For example, our eye want to see beautiful things. So beautiful things are the object of our eye. And our tongue want to taste very tasteful food. So, taste the food is our object of the senses. You know, like that, you know. Yeah.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Yes, Ananda Kiran Prabhu.
In the verse it said that nobody will ever think of performing this activity in the future of a father trying to have sex with his daughter, but we see that actually happens a lot in Kali Yuga. So, can you explain? It seems like the verse is not accurate.
What is the question again? Can you explain what? Last one.
No. Yes, in the verse it says that no one will ever perform this ferocious activity ever again, but we see that actually it does happen.
Actually, I do not know why, you know, it's happening like that, you know. Yeah, Achyuta Prabhu, have something,
Hare Krishna. You have to look at the context. You're talking to Lord Brahma. They're saying that you haven't done this in the past, you won't do it in the future, nor will anyone, meaning of your stature. Obviously, you're in the material world. It's full of conditioned souls. You can't make a blanket statement that no conditioned soul is going to commit sinful activities. They're always committing sinful activities. So it's in relation to Lord Brahma and someone of that stature. That's what that statement is talking about.
Thank you, Prabhu. Yes, Prabhuji. Anyone else have questions or comments? Is okay now.
You're speaking
of Sabari Muni, yes.
This is the same person looking at the fish, and he was... Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
Yes.
Thank you. Hare
Krishna. Any other questions or comments? Yes, Prem Sankirtan Prabhu.
What is the best way to overcome sexual desire?
So by engaging our senses in the service, you know, of the Lord Krishna. It is said that Rishikesha Rishikena Sevanam Bhakti Uchate. So bhakti means to engage our senses in the active service of Krishna. For example, our eye naturally want to see beautiful things. So instead of engaging our eye to look the beauty of the, you know, women, we can engage our eyes looking the beautiful deities of the Lord. And our ears naturally want to hear beautiful music. So instead of hearing the mundane music, we can engage our ear to hear, you know, kirtan or the, you know, topics about Krishna. And similarly, our tongue likes to eat, you know, palatable foodstuffs. So instead of engaging our tongue to eat all kinds of abominable meat, we can engage our tongue in this, in tasting nectarian Krishna prasad. So if we can engage all our senses in the service of Lord Krishna, then naturally the mind will be controlled. Yeah, that's the main thing. That's why we have to be 24 hours a day to be engaged in the service of Krishna. Yeah. Yes, Maharaj. Oh.
I just wanted to make one short comment, and that is that the very purpose of a chapter like this is to warn all of us, especially those of us who may be strong, resistant, one who can ignore the opposite sex, one who can transcend that type of attachment or attraction. Sometimes a person or a devotee may feel, well, I'm above that now. I don't have that problem anymore. It's beneath me, so why even worry about it? So Lord Brahma was such a person. He was actually very high, very advanced, and was such a person who would never be attracted to his daughter, of all persons, someone so close. So if he could be attracted to his daughter, then what to speak of us? Even though we may be doing very well, we may be strong and resistant, not even look at the opposite sex, nonetheless, because that desire is so strong, it's so powerful, it's so intense, that we can be overcome at any given time, and then we find all kinds of rationalizations, excuses for it, to justify it, which is even worse, but nonetheless we yield. So what it's saying here is that that can happen to any of us. So if it can, then we need to pray to the Lord with all our heart and soul. Lord, I have weakness. Lord, I can fall. Lord, I'm desperate now, even though I'm not falling now, but I could in a future time. So please strengthen me. Please enable me. Please help me to always be in this dependent state, because if you protect me, nobody can harm me. But if you don't, and I think I'm protected by my own stamina or strength, then I'm already fallen. So that is the most important. We all have to think like that, because anytime you get to think that, well, I'm very strong, and pretty girl or pretty handsome man talks to you, and you think, well, I'm not really attracted. But then you go home that night and you start to lie down and you start dreaming about that person or thinking about that person. He says, no, that's just in my mind. But it continues. So that can happen to any of us. It starts and then it multiplies again and again and again until finally that person who said that I could never be affected then begins to drum up a conversation with that very person, thinking that it's for something philosophical or spiritual or benevolent, but really is for something deeper, lower, and not what he likes to believe it, and it turns out to develop into that. So, therefore, we can never be so proud as to think we're strong, we're great, we're wonderful. Rather, we should be in the position that we're weak, we can fall, we we have qualities and that can cause us to fall. And if we have that position, then we cry out, Krishna, prevent that. Protect me. I need that. And that's all. Then you won't fall.
Thank you very much for the wonderful point. You know, it reminds me a verse from the Bhagavad Gita where Lord Krishna says, Devi hisha gunamayi mama maya duratyaya. Mam eva prabhatyante maya evan tarantite. Krishna tells Arjuna that this material energy is actually divine energy because it's coming from Krishna. So nobody can overcome this material energy on his own. But one who surrenders to Krishna, one who can, you know, follow the teachings of Lord Sri Krishna, then he can easily overcome the influence of this material energy. So,
as they surrender unto me, Krishna says, I reward them accordingly. What is that reward? A strength that he normally would not have.
Right. Thank you, Maharaj. So, any other questions or comments? Yes, Prabhu. Wait, microphone. Yeah.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Prabhuji, does Maya work in Brahmaloka also? Because Brahmaji got such type of desire by uncontrolled senses. So, by the reason of Krishna Maya, or this is different thing, something.
So, if I understand your question correctly, you are asking that Lord Brahma's becoming attracted by her, by his daughter, is belong to Mahamaya or Yoga Maya, right?
Yeah, because Brahmaloka, I think, I want to know, Krishna Maya also work in Brahmaloka?
It's in this material world, so, you know, that means even great personality of Lord Brahma can also become victim of the material energy. It's definitely, Lord Brahma is definitely influenced by the material energy. Yeah, is Mahamaya. Yeah. I would say like that is Mahamaya. Yeah.
Thank you, Prabhu.
My pleasure. Yes, Prabhu. Just wait for the microphone. Yeah.
Pretty loud. So the illusionary energy of Maya, it's not demoniac?
The original Maya is Yoga Maya in the spiritual world. In the spiritual world, actually, the living entity is considered marginal energy. That means marginal, just like the seaside, you know, at the shore of the sea. So the shore sometimes can be covered by water and sometimes will not be covered by the water. So similarly, the living entity, because of the marginal energy of the Lord, so sometimes he will be covered by spiritual energy, Yoga Maya, or sometimes he will be covered by material energy or Mahamaya. It's like that, you know. But in this material world, all the living entities is actually covered by Mahamaya. Whereas in the spiritual world, all the living entities, they are covered by Yoga Maya. Yeah, it's like that. Yes, Prabhu.
Did Brahma take any punishment for this?
What's that?
Did Brahma take any punishment for this?
Will Lord Brahma give us punishment? That's your question.
Did he get punished for
it? Yes. Actually, Lord Brahma, he punished himself by, you know, quitting that body. You know, he became so ashamed, you know, before his sons. So immediately, you know, he quitted that body, you know. He punished himself like that, you know. Yeah. Actually, Lord, he's only committed that, you know, that activities within the mind. He didn't do that, you know. That means he didn't really engage sex with his daughter, you know. Just in his mind. And in order to punish himself, he immediately quitted that body, you know. He left that body. Lord Brahma, he is so powerful, you know. Yeah. Yes, Maharaj.
Just coming back to the question just before the last one. In the spiritual world, and I think you made the point, but I'm just emphasizing it a little bit more, is that in the spiritual world, there is no such thing as material sex. There is a sex, but it is the sex of the heart of the living being with the heart of the supreme being. And there is a union there. Just as in material sex, there's a union between the organs of the male and the female. But in the spiritual world, the union is, and that union in the spiritual world is based upon surrender, service, love, devotion, dedication. It has nothing to do with me and mine. It has all to do with giving and offering to the Lord.
Thank you, Maharaj. Yeah. Thanks. You have another thing?
Hare Krishna, Guru. Prabhu, Bhagavad Gita said that if anyone engage or like always engage in Krishna Seva, then there is no chance of fall down. Then Brahmaji always in service of Krishna, Supreme Personality of God. Then how it is possible to like fall down of Brahmaji in this?
Yeah, actually in the Shastra, it is said that many times the demigods, they are becoming proud because of their extraordinary power. Like, you know, even Lord Indra, you know, sometimes he become proud of his power, thinking that he is the supreme controller. Yeah, and he would fall from that kind of position. So Lord Brahma is the same, you know. Sometimes because of the power, you know, he might think that he is the supreme personality of God. He's Lord of all laws, you know. That's why he might, you know, fall from that kind of position.
So this is false ego, like I, like that, or something.
Is it possible? What?
Brahmaji feel like that I am Supreme Personality, like.
I can't understand your question.
Was it false ego, and he was thinking I am the supreme?
Yes, definitely. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely.
Wonder how even a demigod could ever come to the conclusion that he is God, that he's so high, he's so great, he's so wonderful. But we have very many examples right here in the material world. When you are bowed down to so many times, when you're glorified so many times, when people look up to you, they think of you as a God, they think of you as all in all, you begin to believe it. That's the problem. If you, when you receive it, in your mind you say, no, I'm not the God. Krishna is the Supreme Lord. You're saved. But as soon as you actually start believing it, feeling it, thinking it, willing it, you're lost. And that's really the thing. And that can happen to any of us, actually. So whenever we're praised, whenever we're honored, whenever we're glorified, whenever we're applauded, in our mind we should say, this belongs to Krishna, because he is the Supreme Doer. And he is giving me the ability, the power, the greatness, which people think is coming from me, but really is coming from him.
Thank you very much, Maharaj. So time is over, huh? We will stop here. Gantraj Shrima Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Shira Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaura Bhaktavinda Ki Jai.
Is this the same person that